Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of The Synopsis. I am Zach, and join me as we go down the rabbit hole, episode 24. That's right, we've made it 24 episodes. I'm not sure how, I'm not sure why, but you guys seem to be liking it, so I'm gonna keep producing it. Speaking of that, we have noticed a little dip in the listenership recently, so if you could go ahead and like, follow us on the Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, give us a share on either Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or wherever it may be your social media is. That would definitely help our listenership go back up. Maybe it's the last couple of times it's been the urban stuff that you haven't really dug. I don't know. So let me know on Twitter or on Instagram at The Synopsis Pod exactly what you want to hear from this podcast in the future. With that being said, today's episode is going to be a little bit different. We are just going to kind of be talking and going on about stuff. It might not be as long as our usual podcasts are, over an hour. But I was struggling to really think of something to do today. I was going to do celebrity conspiracy theories, like how Paul McCartney said that John Lennon, or Paul McCartney's dead and he was replaced, or Avril Lavigne died and she was replaced by a doppelganger, or something along those lines. Or maybe I was going to do something about the mysterious people on the internet, like the man who appears in people's dreams but no one knows who he is. But I thought maybe you guys don't want to hear that stuff today. Maybe you guys just want to have like a nice little chill podcast, and maybe you'll hear the glitch playing in the background and my wife watches that on the Netflix. Or maybe you'll hear the little baby yell because she has recently found her voice and likes to yell when she runs up and down in her walker. So maybe we'll just have a little chill talk around podcast about what's going on online today. Maybe what I've been up to this week. Maybe some positive reinforcement for you guys. So maybe if you guys are not feeling that good, you're feeling down in the dumps, maybe then this podcast can help you get out of that slump. I don't know. So with that being said, let's start off this episode like we do every episode with This Time Online. There's a couple of things that we can discuss this week. Not much has happened, honestly, since the last podcast on Friday. There has been a few occurrences, nothing too exciting, but nonetheless, we will speak about it, we will talk a little bit about it, and then we'll just kind of go from there. I have no idea how long this podcast is going to be. It might only be 20 minutes, it might be an hour. I'm not really sure. Maybe I will go into a little of those conspiracy theories. Who knows? Maybe I'll find my sense on there and be like, you know what, this is a cool one, let's talk about it. But nonetheless, let's get into This Time Online, and the first topic we're going to talk about is the return of the NFL. That's right, American football has begun again. So get ready for another episode. We're on episode 24. Right after this break, we will be talking about what has happened this time online. Okay, so as I mentioned just in the introduction, we're going to start talking off about how the NFL has just started up again in the States. That's right, for my US and UK listeners, the NFL is back. Australians, I'm not too sure if you get that over there. I know you have the AFL, which is the Australian Football League, which is kind of a vibe. I have enjoyed watching that in the past. And also, just while we're on the topic, the XFL is coming back. That is going to be starting up soon, so I cannot wait for that. We're going to see if it's a success or if it's another failure like it was last time. There's a lot of buzz surrounding it, so I'm hoping that it will be pretty successful, because in that way, believe it or not, my hometown of St. Louis will have an XFL team. Ever since we lost the Rams to LA, we haven't had an NFL team and probably won't again. Nobody really wants to come to St. Louis as their main ground, so you know, it kind of sucks, but we also have a soccer team, so there's that, right? So, NFL just kicked off yesterday as of this recording, which is a Saturday, and it was an interesting start to the NFL season for a lot of reasons. Obviously, if you are in America, you know about the scores and you know about how everything went. So let's talk about the first game of the season. And we had the Titans beat the Browns, the Ravens and the Dolphins, which we'll get to in a second, the Bills and the Jets, the Falcons and the Vikings, the Redskins and the Eagles, and the LA Rams against the Panthers. Now, the main game we're talking about here is going to be the Ravens versus the Dolphins. It was a 59-10 blowout. and the Dolphins got destroyed. Mark Ingram II, who was a former Saints player, who is my home team, the team I support is the New Orleans Saints. 2 touchdowns, 107 yards and 14 carries compared to the Dolphins 4 carries and 12 yards. It was pretty depressing to watch, to say the least. It was awful. Jackson for the Ravens, Lamar Jackson that is, just so you don't get confused, ended up with 5 touchdown passes, 17 for 20 completion, and a 324 yard game, compared to Ryan Fitzpatrick's 14 to 29, 185 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. It was abysmal. The Dolphins only really looked like they were in it in the second quarter. The rest of it was just all Ravens all the time. At the end of the second quarter, it was already over. The Ravens kind of slacked off a little bit. But that's what you get. Excuse me. When you aren't playing that bad. Now, on relation to this, a lot of the Dolphin players have requested to be traded or requested to be released from their contract. There were multiple reports saying that multiple players, top like 4 or 5 actually, saying that they want to leave the Dolphins, which is kind of crazy. After that one loss, that was it. Everyone was like, nope, I'm over it, I'm not dealing with it, and I don't blame them. That was pretty embarrassing, to say the least. So, with that being said, the NFL season is starting, and it's going to take over the US for a little bit, so expect some NFL updates and scores from the Synopsis on this time online. And maybe this year we'll do a little bit of betting online using bettingsports.com. That is not a promotion, that is just the website I will use probably to be putting down some wagers. Personally, I like to play the stock market. I think it's a lot better, a lot smarter to use the stock market than it is just to gamble on some games. But that's just my personal opinion. I am not knocking anyone who does that. Anyone who wants to gamble, by all means, do it responsibly. Once you lose, it's time to stop though. Please do it responsibly. So, with that being said, a lot of things are trending on Twitter. Let's talk about the Dreamcast. It is trending. It is 20 years since the Sega Dreamcast has been released. It was released in 1999. That is a long time ago when you think about it. Now, I remember when the Dreamcast first came out, so that kind of shows how old I am at this point. I remember it pretty damn well, to be honest. That is... that's crazy. 20 years already. 1999 doesn't seem like it's 20 years. I don't know about you guys listening, but when I hear 99, I think 10 years tops. I don't think 20. And I feel like I'm going to feel like that for a long time. I'm actually playing this game on my cell phone called Soccer Tycoon. I believe I talked about it last episode, about how you could take over a team with $1 million and then you kind of build your soccer team up and you get to buy new clubs, trade players, all that good stuff. But I'm in the year 2044 right now, and I was thinking this morning, how old would I be in 2044? And I was thinking about it, and that's 25 years from now, so I would be 52. Now, in the year 2050, I will probably still think that the year 2010 was only like 10 or 15 years ago. It's crazy how time works, but when you hear the kids saying, oh yeah, this was in 99, this is an old machine, an old console, that's crazy to me. That was 20 years ago. My kid wasn't even around 20 years ago. Excuse me again for the yawning. I do apologize, but I found that people don't like the cuts when I do yawn or cough or sneeze or whatever, so I'm just going to leave them in, and maybe it'll give you more of an authentic experience. So that is why they are staying in today. Instagram Drunk Down is trending as well on the Twitter. Only a couple of hours ago, everybody's getting stuff deleted, everyone's not having things uploaded. Literally, Instagram always down. It's been a thing recently. There's even a Twitter page called Instagram Down with 2 N's at the end. 3 N's, sorry. And it's basically saying that this is a website just for Instagram always to be down. People have been resetting their phones and stuff like that. But then once Instagram goes down, you know where we all go. We go to Twitter to vent our frustrations about Instagram being down. And then we wait and wait and wait. And then eventually it will come back. It always does. FIFA 20 has just released. their updates for their player ratings this year, and it's caused a lot of controversy, with Messi being the highest rated player, followed by Ronaldo, then Neymar. A lot of people are saying there is no justice for certain players like Roberto Firmino or Virgil van Dijk. He, even though he's a 90 rated, they say he deserves higher. Alisson deserves higher. They're saying De Gea deserves less. It's becoming a thing now on FIFA games, and it has been for the last few years. Well, it's more of a whose name is it compared to actually who is better or performing more better. Ronaldo's never had a low rating, Messi's never had a low rating. Obviously, when they were younger, their ratings weren't as low, but since they became household superstars, their rating is always going to stay the same kind of way. And it's kind of sad because the UK scene is thriving with players. Like I said, De Gea's 89 rated on this game. De Gea didn't have a good season last season. He's not started off well either. So maybe that lower rating needs to get lowered, maybe to what, 86, 87. But people aren't going to do that because of his name. It's De Gea. He plays for one of the biggest teams in the world, whether you like them or not, or Manchester United. And it just seems like EA more goes on the popularity side compared to more of the actual playing or performance of the players. It includes NHL, it includes NFL, Madden games, all of that. It seems to be the more popular players have the higher ratings. Drew Brees, the Saints quarterback, he has been performing non-stop for years for the Saints. Completely always in form. Even when he has bad seasons, he still has a good season for the Saints, to say the least. And he always is like low 90s, high 80s. Compared to Tony Romo, like maybe 5-6 years ago, because he was the most popular person in the NFL at the time, had like a 94-95, and it just baffles me that they go off of the players' names compared to the way they perform. But that's just my two cents, so I guess that doesn't really matter at the end of the day, does it? Because like I said, I'm a guy with a podcast. Now, one more thing we'll talk about real quick, and this happened a week ago. And this was a Revolution Pro Wrestling. And I know you guys are like, okay, wrestling, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, there was an incident. And it was for the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team titles. And that is a New Japan thing. The IWGP is New Japan, which is a big company in Japan, obviously. It's like the biggest company in New Japan Pro Wrestling. There was a referee who officiated a match between the two teams. And the referee counted to three, and the participant didn't kick out, and it wasn't the planned finish. So the participant decided to slam the referee for covering and counting early, and started to kick the shit out of him. He kicked him in the face, he beat his ass, and he did a bunch of shit like that. And he got a couple of injuries. He ended up having to be in the hospital. He had like 7 or 8 days where he didn't say anything, and then he started saying stuff on Twitter, and then he started saying all this shit about people, and then he said he basically quit wrestling because of the situation, that he wasn't fired because of the miscount. So this referee is now basically causing an uproar on Twitter because of what happened. And I mean, honestly, it's one of those things where, you know, it is what it is. You know, people are gonna have that situation. People are gonna fuck up. But the way it was handled could have been changed. And the way they dealt with it definitely could have been a lot better. But that is how it ended up happening. So they got their ass kicked for accidentally counting three. It sucks. It sucks that they ended up quitting. But it's one of those things where you can't deal with it. I mean, you can't do anything about it, so it is that. Again, if you're talking about wrestling, STL Anarchy is headed up in Elton, Illinois next Friday. You guys want to check it out, that would be great. They need the support. They are a great company. Nick Gage is going to be there. He's facing Warhorse, and I guarantee you that it is going to be a bloody hard-felt match, and it is going to be fantastic. They sell 8 more tickets today, so go ahead and check them out at STL Anarchy on Twitter, and then that way we'll be able to give them a little support. With that being said, let's get out of this time online, because I seem to be dragging a little bit, kind of to extend the podcast by the feeling of it. We will move on, and we'll just start talking about shit, and then we'll see where the podcast goes from there, so let's get into it. So, I was thinking about subjects to talk about in this podcast and things to talk about in this podcast, and I really couldn't think of anything. Like I said, I was going to do maybe the conspiracy theories and stuff like that on the celebrities, but I've been doing that so much recently, I figured it'd just be nice to take a break and kind of just have you guys enjoy some casual conversation here on The Synopsis. So, let's do that. A lot of things have been on my mind recently regarding the podcast, and one of those is like the motivation to get it done and to figure out where I want to go with the podcast. And it's one of those things where there's so many podcasts out there. There's like 400, 500,000 podcasts, everyone uploading every single day. There's not one day where I'm the only podcast uploading, I'm aware of that. And it sucks to see that when you go from like 100, 200 listeners down to like 70 listeners over a week, it sucks. And maybe it's because I started doing it twice a week instead of three times a week. Maybe it's because the urban legends and video game legends weren't as popular as I thought they would be. That could be the case. But it brings the question to me is, what should I do with the podcast? Where should we go? Should we continue the creepy, you know, mysterious kind of stuff? Or should we go for more happy, upbeat stuff? Should we turn the podcast into more motivational stuff? Should we turn it into more of the dark side, you know, where we're talking about cults and shit like that? I don't know. I need your guys' opinion. So Twitter and Instagram at SynopsisPod, let me know where you think the podcast should go. So with that, that's like the main thing that's been on my mind, is like, you know, having the justification to upload another podcast. It's not like I need to justify it to myself or my family, but if I have only like 50, 60 people listening compared to the 200-300 we had a week ago, and I could spend time with my baby, or I could record a podcast, and I see those numbers, I'm going to get down on myself, and I'm not going to want to record another podcast. And that's a shitty way to feel, honestly, and it's not me saying, oh, feel bad for me or anything like that. It's just one of those situations where I'm like, do I really want to do an episode today when I could spend time with my kid? And you know, I end up saying, yeah, I'm going to do another episode because I like doing this. I enjoy doing this. But at the same time, I would like to have more opinions on what we should do with the podcast, because, like I said, ideas are difficult. And if I have maybe a genre or like a route to go down, then we can think of more things. If we go down the creepy route, there's so much we can discuss. I have been watching season 2 of Mindhunter on Netflix, and let me tell you, season 1 was amazing. Season 2, I'm not fully finished yet. I'm on episode 7 or 8, I believe. And this season, I should say, basically revolves around the BTK killings. And the season 1 revolved around the Ed Kemper, the co-ed killer. And they introduced Charles Manson. Marilyn Manson was on my mind because I was listening to some music earlier. He came on and I forgot how good some of his stuff was. So, sorry about that. But this season, they introduced Charles Manson, they introduced a couple of other people. It's been a pretty cool little season so far, so I definitely look forward to seeing where it goes and how it ends. And then I want to start watching another series, and what was the series called that I was going to watch? Scream, that was it. There's season 3 of Scream has come out from MTV, and my wife is staring at me right now because her ass is grabbing a cookie, which are supposed to be for our kid, but she is eating them for herself. The whole damn cookie, not even half of it, not even any, for the poor little baby who is sleeping in her crib right now while her mother sneaks around behind her back to eat chocolate chip cookies. And yes, I'm leaving this in this podcast. You can stare at me all you want. I'm leaving this in, and then when you post this on Twitter and your friends, you can say, at about 20 minutes in, I start calling you out for eating a cookie and still staring at me and not leaving so I can continue to record and talk about season 3 of Scream, which I have not yet seen, but we will start watching after we finish season 2 of Mindhunter. So what I just heard is apparently Scream has all new characters in season 3, and it's basically a new show, so maybe I won't like it, I don't know. But Mindhunter season 2, definitely check it out, definitely worth watching. Another show I really want to watch is called Glow, and it's based on wrestling, the female wrestling side, and it's supposed to be very good, actually. I've been honest with you guys before, and I will be again, I am a wrestling mark. I enjoy watching the sport, I enjoy the spectacle, and I especially watch it live. I like watching the video games from the new Legacy Boys, who, if you haven't checked them out, check them out on twitch.tv/newlegacyinc. They do some great games on there, and they are funny people. The whole entire crew is great. They've gotten me through some shit in the past, and they definitely have as well, and I'm sure they will in the future get me through more shit. So definitely check those guys out. But I want to watch Glow. I hear it's really good. I want to see it. I want to start watching it anyway, and hopefully I'll be able to soon. But I've also got all my anime to catch up on, and I just finished catching up on Black Clover, Dr. Stone, and if it's for my daughter, I'd kill a Demon King. And all three of those fantastic animes. Like I said last episode, Dr. Stone, definitely recommend. It's a lot like The Walking Dead, but for anime. If it's for my daughter, if you like that kind of wholesome family kind of vibe, definitely check that out. And Black Clover, if you enjoy magic, sorcery, and just pure badassery, check out Black Clover for sure. All on Crunchyroll, all for free. You can pay so you don't have ads, but otherwise, it's completely free. You just have the occasional commercial here and there. So that's kind of what I've been watching on TV recently, like on the Netflix and Hulu and stuff. Hulu actually just came out with an original on the Wu-Tang Clan, and I think that would be very fun to watch. I may have to check that out as well. But it's difficult, you know, like I said, you got a podcast, you got a full-time job, you got a baby, a family. Trying to schedule everything in is difficult, but I'm trying my best. I try to do what I can for my family, for my kid, and I try to progress from there. So that's my televisions. That I've been watching. I guess I'll talk a little bit about the music I've been listening to recently. Kid Quill just released a brand new album. It is fantastic. If you haven't heard of Kid Quill, go check him out on Spotify. Mitch is a great guy. He does a lot of good things, and I enjoy his music. I highly recommend this album. This album has a lot of good songs on it. It is called, if I'm not mistaken... Oh, nope, I don't want to do that. I'm trying to figure out... It's called Sunset Diner. Sorry, I forgot the name of it for a minute. And it has been a very good album. I liked it a lot. My favorite song is probably... what's it called? Chat, in parentheses, with the sky. I think that was a really, really good song. I enjoyed it very much. Stormzy just came out with a new single, Sounds of the Skang. If you haven't heard that, check it out. But definitely look up the YouTube video of that, and look up the YouTube video for Vossy Bop. They are both fantastically shot videos, both doing really good jobs with the editing, the camera work, and all that stuff. So definitely check that out. As always, I will always give a shout out to Dylan Rees and Ryan Caravillo, The Hold Up, Miles Parrish, Abstract, and Dylan came out with CoStar. Very, very good. I will actually play a little snippet right now for you guys. Hope the play on Spotify helps out the artists. Buy their merch, support your local independent artists, make sure you do some great things for them. It will come to evidence in the end, trust me. Bruce Wagner, came out with a recent song, Malicious. I like that a lot. It was a very good song. I enjoyed it very much, so definitely check that out as well. There's just a few of those of the songs that I've been listening to. I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks recently. The one I'm listening to right now is Chris Jericho's No is a Four-Letter Word, How I Failed at Spelling, But Won in Life, and it's a very good book. He is actually narrating it himself, so it's a lot more fun, a lot more interesting than his last book, where it was narrated by a guy who didn't really know a lot of things, and there was a lot of errors in there. For example, he called Rey Mysterio 619 the 619, and that is definitely incorrect for any wrestling fan out there. You know what the 619 is, and even if you're not a wrestling fan, I'm pretty sure you know what it is anyway. So audiobooks have kind of been a thing. Like I said, I like to listen to podcasts. I like to listen to... a few podcasts, actually. I listen to Talk is Jericho, I listen to Grin and JR, and I listen to Wrestle Talks, Wrestle Ramble. And all three of those are podcasts I listen to every single week. And same with the ENC Pod of Awesomeness. Although them and JR only upload once a week, Jericho's twice a week, and Wrestle Ramble is like 3 or 4 times a week. But I enjoy just kind of having them in the noise, you know, just doing my thing at work or whatever. Kind of like how I want this podcast to be, where you're just doing your thing, and you can have it playing however or whenever you want. And I like that. I like that aspect of just having it. So the audiobooks are very helpful. Now, I don't know if it's available where you guys are, but we have this thing in Missouri anyway called Hoopla. And you can go to your library and you can get Hoopla. You can get a library password completely free. And then you can get Hoopla on your phone. And you can download and rent, basically, audiobooks and videos, TV shows, stuff like that, for obviously like a week, 2 weeks, and then that gives you like a nice idea of like how to, you know, you can listen to the books. It's cool. So you don't have to be like, okay, let me read a book and stuff like that. If you're busy like me, you can just listen to it. If you're listening to a book, it sounds a lot, you know, it sounds cliche, but let's say you run out of podcasts to listen to, or your favorite podcast hasn't uploaded. You have an audiobook for 2 weeks. You can listen to an hour of the audiobook while you work out or while you clean the house like you do with your podcasts, and just enjoy it. And I like that idea. So I like my music, don't get me wrong. I love listening to music, but there's sometimes, you know, where you just can't find that right song, or you're in a mood and you just don't want to listen to music because you don't want the upbeatness, you just want to feel like shit, or you just don't feel like listening to music whatsoever. And then that's where the audiobooks come in, and it's great. I love listening to it in the morning when I'm like opening for work. I work as a chef, so I open, I have to put my mats down, open the dish machine, you know, start doing some prep and shit like that. And I listen to my podcasts or my audiobooks, and then when it starts to pick up a little bit where it's nearly time for me to either start, you know, making sure stuff gets done or having to run around and stuff, then I'll listen to some music upbeat to get me in the mood. But I definitely recommend podcasts and audiobooks as a way to just kind of deal with stress and to deal with stuff like that. They're also great to learn different languages in. I use Rosetta Stone to learn my Japanese, and I use Skill Success, their online courses. You can get coupons on that, $9.99 for an online course, and it does real good for you. You can do like ASL and shit like that, German, French, all kinds of shit, like Korean, Japanese, Chinese. It's great. It really is, you know, Rosetta Stone, Skill Success, or even Groupon. You check out Groupon, they have a lot of online sales for language classes or sign language classes, or whatever it may be, they do stuff for that. So that's awesome to have. It's always great to have a second language in your resume or in life, just in case you need it. You never know. You know, everyone says to me, Zach, you don't really need to know Japanese because you're not really around Japanese people. But not 2 months ago, I had a few people come in who were Japanese who didn't really speak English, and I was able to communicate with them, figure out what they wanted to eat, and have a nice conversation with them, and they come back regularly to see me and to talk to me. That's great. No one else can do that in my restaurant apart from me. Now I have some people who can speak Spanish, and they can speak to the Spanish clientele, and it, you know, gets them more money, gets them tips, and they communicate better. But different languages always help. That's where Hoopla is helpful. You can learn a different language, or you can learn different things, and it's great. It really is. So I recommend going to your local library, getting your free library pass, and downloading Hoopla, and start listening to some audiobooks, or get some TV shows that you can watch, like to entertain your kid or entertain yourself, and just enjoy it. Just try and enjoy life, because at the end of the day, that's all we have to do, is enjoy life. And it's one of those things where, you know, we always worry about money, we stress out about all that shit. But you have to remember, you can't take that with you at the end of the day. Life only comes around once, and we're lucky enough to be here, we're lucky enough to win the race, so to speak. So enjoy what you have while you have it, and make every single second count. And I know it sounds cliche, but if you're proud of something, be proud of it. Don't spend your whole entire life trying to get from one goal to the next. When you get to that goal, take a second, step back, enjoy how you got there, acknowledge all the hard work that you put in, and appreciate what you did to get to that position, and then you can move on. But give yourself a little pat on the back for doing that first. Don't just be like, oh, all right, I got my promotion at work, let me move on to the next one. Oh, I had a kid, let me have another one. No, take your time, enjoy it. You had a baby, okay, great. So enjoy time, you accomplished that, you gave birth, or you have a child now. Acknowledge how much effort that is, how much work that takes, and be proud of yourself for doing that. And then eventually, you know, you can start the family, you know, a brother, a sister, etc., etc., and move on from there. Same with like, okay, even if it's something as simple like you're going through a depressive spell or something like that, okay, you got out of bed. Don't be like, great, now I've got to go downstairs, or now I've got to do this. No, okay, I got out of bed. I acknowledge how much the effort that took. I'm proud of myself for doing that. Let me take a second to appreciate the fact that I even got out of bed this morning. That's going to help you in the long run, and that's going to be a good way to look at life. Now, there's been many principles that I've learned while I've been listening to Jericho's book, actually. And, you know, he's like says, don't take no for an answer. If something doesn't go your way, don't accept that. Say, okay, I can do better. You know, don't say the word try. Because if, when you say you will try, it gives the already impression in your mind that you are able to fail. If you don't try and you just do, you're not going to fail. You are just going to do. And that's what it should be. You should just be doing things in life. You shouldn't be worrying. You should be trying. You should just be doing and enjoying it and going on and moving from there. I don't know what the next chapter is for anyone. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a fortune teller. None of that. I can't tell you how your life's going to go. What I can tell you is if you always try and do the best in what you have at that time, you're going to enjoy it compared to always worrying about the next step. Enjoy the way you are now and don't worry about the next step. The next step will eventually come regardless of what you do. It's going to come at some point. So don't worry about the next step. Just worry about the now. So that's kind of where I am right now. The podcast and stuff, like I said, we kind of gone through some stuff. It's not a very long podcast. I think we're only going to be like 30 minutes right now, and that's kind of crazy. This is like one of the slowest, not slowest, but one of the shortest podcasts that we've done. I could talk a little bit about the celebrity conspiracy theories, but I feel like you don't want to hear that. Maybe I could talk about cults or Mindhunter. I don't know. There's nothing really I want to discuss today. I know that sounds bad after just giving you that whole positivity speech and stuff like that, but this is one of those days where I'm just kind of doing the podcast to give you guys a life update, to tell you guys, you know, try and enjoy yourself, try and be happy, and try and figure out your shit one day at a time. A lot of people listen to the podcast or other people's podcasts to hear how to make their day better or make their life better, and even if they just hear a voice, they're like, okay, you know, someone else is in the room with me. Sometimes that's all you need, another voice, someone to talk to, someone to listen to, just to bounce ideas off of. And that's kind of what today's episode is, I guess, where I'm just kind of talking to you guys. No real goal here, no real objective. I tell you this, it's hot as hell in this room right now. It's probably like a good 107, 108 degrees. I'm sweating like a pig. I have to take my shirt off, it's that dang hot. So don't picture that, don't imagine that. Like, if you've seen me, you know, don't imagine that. I will tell you this, I have tried a new exercise regime. I stopped exercising for a while. I used to drink a gallon of water every day, and I used to do yoga every day. And then kind of stopped as kiddo got a little bit earlier, when Evie got a little bit grown. You know, she started to crawl, she started to need more attention. Obviously, as a baby, they nap a lot, and they can kind of not do anything. They just kind of lay there because they're still trying to learn the world. But as they get older, you need to be around them more. You need to entertain them. They start to crawl. They try and get into things they aren't supposed to. For example, the dog water bowl, which she likes a lot. So we ended up putting Pyrex on the floor with a towel and let her play with water. And she sat there for a good hour just playing away. So hey, if that entertains her, so be it. So I used to do that. I used to exercise with yoga every day, and I used to drink a gallon of water. I know you're thinking, oh, yoga's for girls, Zach. No, check it. You can do a yoga, and it's good. It stretches your body. It's good for your mind. It helps you relax. Definitely recommend doing it at least once. We used yoga with Adrian. It was very good. I actually wanted to get DDPY, but it was too expensive at the time, so maybe I'll use the 7-day free trial on the DDPY app using the code Jericho, self-promo for Jericho, even though it's nothing to do with me, and then you get 7 days free, so you could check it out and try some yoga classes and shit like that online. That'd be kind of cool. So I used to do that every day, and I stopped. I stopped exercising, and I stopped drinking my water as much. I cut out energy drinks in my life. It was great. I was doing well. I was being healthy. You know, I obviously live with my vegan lifestyle. And I'm still vegan, but I started going back to energy drinks. I stopped doing yoga, and I stopped drinking my water every day. And over the last month and a half, I got into that kind of a funk. I was like, I don't want to exercise. I don't want to do anything. I just want to go home, sit down, and do nothing. And I'd go home and there'd be like the baby crying, and you'd be like, oh great, I gotta get up and take care of her. Oh, she's fussing, I gotta go play with her, something like that. No, I didn't like how I was feeling because of that. So I figured, let me try getting back into exercise and let me try getting back healthy. I'll cut the energy drinks out again, I'll stop drinking as many as I did, and I'll kind of just restart everything because I felt healthier, I felt better, and I had more energy when I was doing that kind of stuff. So I started this new exercise regime. And I saw it on Facebook. It was called the 1000 Rep Challenge. And you do 1000 reps of various different things a day. like 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 crunches, 100 burpees, 100 squats, 100 lunges, like 100 pull-ups, all this stuff. And I was like, holy shit, 1,000 a day. It took him an hour and a half to do every day. Holy hell. I don't think I can do that. But I said, you know what, I'm going to try it. And we're trying to do 1,000 rep day. And I got to about 300 and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do 300 rep days. It was tiring. It was very exhausting. I kind of just jumped back into it. So I did 50 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 50 squats, 50 lunges, 50 crunches, stuff like that. Just kind of messing around with it and finding out what would be good for my body. And I woke up yesterday and holy hell, holy, my thighs, my quads were killing me. I had not exercised that hard in a long time. So it took me about 40 minutes to do this challenge. I know it wasn't 1,000, but I started to feel better. My energy levels got up a little bit today. I felt pretty good. So I'm going to keep trying to do that. I did my exercise regime today before I ate anything and before I recorded this podcast, just to kind of get back into it to make sure I do it every day. It's hard to keep the motivation going, but you know, if you force yourself to do it, eventually it becomes part of your daily routine. You'll find time to do it. And then that way you can enjoy it. You can do your exercise daily and then feel healthier about it, feel mentally healthier about it, and it will be a good time. So definitely recommend doing that. And that may not be for everyone. So if you don't want to do the exercise, or like that's not something you want to do, then find a different regime that you can put into your life that's going to help you either mentally or physically. Maybe it's walking the dog every day. Walk the dog for 30 minutes. Or maybe it's spending 30 minutes meditating, like I said, or 30 minutes doing yoga. Something that will help you have a break in the day. And for me, exercising is a break in the day because I don't have to worry about the baby. I don't have to worry about the family. I don't have to worry about anything because I know I'm exercising and then people are just going to leave me be. And that is a good mental and physical break for the day. Now, it doesn't have to always be like that for everyone. Like I said, you can find something like meditation or yoga or something, some shit that you enjoy. Like maybe light incense around and just lay in bed for 20, 30 minutes. Just chill on your phone, scroll through Twitter or Instagram. Maybe listen to the synopsis on the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you listen to your podcast. Just saying. Maybe do something like that. But if it helps give you that mental break for a while, you're going to notice a change in your lifestyle. You're going to notice something completely different. Maybe it's just scrolling through on Tinder and swiping right on everyone, and then waiting 30 minutes, relaxing after you swiped, and then just trying to strike up conversations so you can have that next date or something. I don't know. But whatever it is, find something new, find something to challenge yourself mentally or physically with, and add it to your daily regime, and see if it changes. See if it changes anything in your life. Because I feel like it will. I feel like you guys will be like, okay, you know what? He was onto something. He actually did something and was smart about it. So, I don't know. And that's kind of really all I've got for you guys. I haven't really done many breaks in today's podcast. It's kind of just been one big, steady, long segment. And I don't usually do that. I normally do segments where we break up stuff and all that because, you know, my audio system has been known to crash and delete files and shit like that. But today just seems like one of those where I'm just going to do segments and that's it. Commercials are going to be at the start of this time online, the start of this, and then at the end. And I feel like that's the best way to do it today. It just seems like we should just be talking to each other, just kind of understanding where we all are. And like I said, give me some ideas on Twitter or on Instagram on where to go with the podcast. Friday, I'm thinking that we'll do something like cults and we'll talk about the Manson family, or we'll talk about Heaven's Gate. Maybe a lot of the younger listeners haven't heard of Heaven's Gate. So maybe we'll talk about that and then, you know, we can go involved and in depth in it. But I just felt like today was more of an update podcast. And I didn't want to give you like a 30 second update of, oh, hey guys, not sure what to record today. Oh dear, you know, like, I don't know why the John Cena thing came into my head, but you know what I mean, the oh well kind of thing. So I gave you a little bit of just a ramble and a little conversation, and we haven't had one of these in a while. It's probably been a good 20 episodes since we've done something like this, going back to one of the first few episodes we did, where I was trying to figure out where the podcast was going to go. And I find myself back at that bridge, where we went down this creepy, mysterious road. And I don't want to be known as the Creepy Mysterious Podcast. I enjoy that stuff. There's a lot of it to talk about. But I also want to be known for doing multiple things. And that's where you guys come in to help. And that's to help me figure out what we are doing in the future and where we go from there. Do I get guests on? Do I do other things like that? Because I'm sure you get sick of just listening to my old ass talking into a microphone all day. I don't know. Maybe you enjoy that. Maybe you want me to do some ASMR. Maybe I should talk like this. And then you can understand what I'm saying. And then maybe I'll start a YouTube channel and get 10,000 subscribers or something like that. Or maybe you just want me to be my regular goofy ass self and talk about random shit. Maybe you want me to talk about wrestling, live PD. Maybe you want me to talk about 60 Days In. Maybe you want me to talk about, you know, how turtles crawl across the floor. Or how bees can fly even though it's scientifically not possible. I don't know. So, let's continue to try and figure that out together. Like I said, if you want to share this podcast and other podcasts with friends, family, on social media, it helps a lot to try and promote the synopsis. And I appreciate everybody who tries to promote us, everyone who supports us. We have backers, we have supporters, we have sponsors. I appreciate it so much. So guys, I guess this is the end of today's episode. I'm sorry it wasn't a long one. I really am. It's probably about 35 to 40 minute episode, and I do apologize for that. But again, kind of just wanted to get all of this out there for everybody, just so you guys know where we're standing together and where I'm standing as a person. I've been in a slump, I've been trying to get out of the slump, and I feel like I'm getting out of the slump, slowly but surely. That long break there briefly was supposed to be me hitting pause on my recording so I could get a drink of my water. It didn't hit pause, so you heard me fail like 3 times. Sorry. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do an ASMR podcast one day and just have like an hour of me just whispering into the microphone. Maybe you guys would like that. I don't know. My podcast volume changes varying on who's in the house. Right now, my wife and my baby are in the house. My baby's asleep, so my voice is a little bit lower. When I'm alone, I'll be more lively and stuff like that. But I want to respect them and respect what they do. And especially with the baby sleeping, I want to respect her sleeping and let her sleep. So I'm not too loud. That's why the voice changes. And that's why the monotone comes out, because it's just kind of a normal, everyday thing. So, I don't know. I feel like I've been rambling for a while, so thanks for listening, thank you for following, thank you for sharing, thank you for anything you do, even if it's just listening for 5 minutes, awesome, you know what, you're listening, you're helping, you're making things happen, so I appreciate that. It's the end of the episode, guys. Sorry I wasn't a long one, sorry I didn't really have any objective, it was just there, I just did it, and I'm okay with that. I hope you guys are okay with that too. We'll be back on Friday. We'll talk some stuff on Friday. We'll probably talk about Heaven's Gate or the Manson family or some cults, stuff like that. You know, we could do like religious cults like the Illuminati and, you know, the Freemasons and Scientology, shit like that. I don't know. But if you're taking anything away from this podcast today, it's like I said, live in the now. Don't live in the past. Don't live in the future. Live in the now. Because now is where you want to be. Everything else will come, or everything else is already gone. Accept it. Move on and continue just being you now, because at the end of the day, worrying about the future is just going to stress you out. You're just going to be happy and it's just going to suck. So just worry about the now. Thanks for listening. Episode 24 of The Synopsis. We'll be back on Friday, like I said. And that's pretty much it, guys. So thanks and goodbye.